At its core, the logic advanced by former Maine Senate President Kevin Ray in refusing to take the no new taxes pledge seemed pretty rational to most of the business crowd that gathered at Jeff's Catering in Brewer.
I do believe that signing such a pledge is not responsible.
The Perry businessman and longtime chief of staff for Republican Olympia Snow told those attending the Bangor Chamber of Commerce business breakfast that it makes no sense for candidates to box themselves in when the future is so uncertain.
How do we know what situations may befall our country? How do we know whether we're going to face a crisis that we can't even conceive of right now? And I think to have taken such a pledge is, frankly, not in the best interest of the country. We don't know what we may have to gear up for in the future.
But Ray's opponent in the GOP primary, who was also on hand for the breakfast, made clear that he takes a different view.
Yes, this is a very clear example of how I differ from my opponent and why I believe I'm best prepared to represent the 2nd District and help fix the problems in Washington. I have signed this pledge, and I will do it again.
Bruce Poliquin, a self-made millionaire who has made 2 unsuccessful attempts at statewide office, is staking his claim as the more conservative of the two. And in an off-year primary election with only 2 names on the primary ballot next month, the more conservative wing of the party is likely to dominate the ballot box. Poliquin wants those conservatives to know that he's their man.
Our federal government is flat broke. We are flat broke. We are borrowing money to spend, and we're $17 trillion in debt. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a huge spending problem. And to increase revenues by not signing a pledge, by raising taxes, is absolutely the wrong way to go.
Poliquin maintains that the pledge is the only hope that voters have today of holding their representatives' feet to the fire, and that message resonates with some Republican voters. Although he admits to being a little hard of hearing, Edward Campbell of Brewer says he heard Poliquin's fiscal restraint message loud and clear.
Well, in my circumstances of being 85, it certainly is. I'm pretty well strapped. So it is a critical thing nowadays, the prices nowadays.
But there were also Republicans like Claire Payne of Holden who say Kevin Ray's more circumspect approach to the pledge makes more sense.
When it comes to financial issues, you have to keep all options open. And I think the no taxes pledge does not keep the preserve options.
On issues such as health care, tax reform, and a Northern Maine National Park, both candidates share similar views, but they differ on renewable energy strategies. Ray favors a mix of renewable clean energy sources along with fossil fuels to cut imports of foreign oil. Poliquin says the country should fully develop oil and natural gas resources in the United States to decrease those foreign oil imports. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.